Hello. This is Gabe. I don't even know what to talk about first. There's just some bullshit that happened last week, and I can't believe it's happening. Just like on Diablo 4, there's just some bullshit that's been fucking with the players, and I don't know. We get an update this coming week, so let's see if the game gets any better. But yeah, this is Gabe. I don't know what to talk about today. Well, I do know what I want to talk about. I just don't know what to bring up first. Well, how about we just go with this? Last week was interesting. It was an interesting week for sure last week. So, Paramount having failures recently. And I freaked out when I saw this. I was like, yeah, this doesn't sound right. But apparently, they are only going to be making remakes. The CEO of Paramount, Brian Robbins, has announced that the studio will no longer release original animated films. Of course, this is due to the writer's strike that is still going on. He blames TikTok, YouTube, and streaming for vaporizing. That's what he said. Vaporizing of the cable business. Said it was supposed to usher in a golden era of entertainment, but it turned out to be too expensive to maintain. I mean, all these motherfuckers went crazy and started making their own fucking streaming services, right? I think that's where it all fell apart. Could things have been good if it was just Netflix and maybe Amazon Prime? Because I feel it started falling apart when... oh shit, when did it start falling apart? Because after that, we got what? Disney Plus. I mean, we had Hulu, but then there was Disney Plus, and there was ESPN, HBO. There was some other one before HBO Max. Some other bullshit, HBO Forever, whatever the fuck they called it. Then they started to do Peacock, Showtime, and Showtime merged with some other motherfuckers, and then their Stars. It got bad. It got really bad. But to take it back to the animated thing, I understand about the whole animated film thing that he talks about. He says it's unwise to release an expensive original animated film and pray that people will go watch it. Understandable. Does anyone remember what happened to Fox Animation? What, back in 2000? 23 years ago? They shut down. I'm sure it was always scary releasing an animated film when you're not Disney. But then again, look at the last Pixar film released. Apparently everybody hated it. They compared it to, what, Elemento? They said it was like the same thing? Or vice versa? I forgot what their last movie was, but I know some people who are saying it was pretty much the same movie. But it was a failure in the box office. Imagine that, dude. Pixar, who reigned supreme for a long time, until Frozen came along. That's when Disney were like, we're going to take things in our own hands. Or, yeah, that's when Disney was like, we're going to do things ourselves. Get the fuck out of here. But when a new Pixar film was announced back then, you could pretty much bet it was going to be a banger. It was going to make a lot of money. Well, obviously, that's not the case anymore. So, you know, when AJ and I were at the theater to go see Sound of Freedom, I saw a standee for a movie called Paw Patrol. I never heard of this. AG told me it's a show on TV. The standee was adorable and cute, and all these animals looking very heroic. Now, I don't know shit about the show, but I totally want to see it. I want to see this movie, and I'm mostly going to go check it out. Probably during a weekday, late at night, where there's no kids. Because I just couldn't imagine being in a theater full of kids. I did that once for, was it TMNT? When it came out back in the 2000s, the Kevin Smith Ninja Turtles. The movie was great. Full of loud kids. It just sucked, man. But yeah, you know, Paw Patrol. I want to check it out. But it has a TV show. So I can see how it has a good chance of succeeding in the box office, since it's already got a following. And the AG's kid watches it or whatever. So let's take it back to Fox Animation Studios. What was the thing that finally killed them? What was the movie that just killed Fox Animation Studios? That was Titan A.E., which is a very sad thing to think about. I love Titan A.E. so much. When the movie first released, I took the day off. I saw it twice that day and saw it again multiple times before it was removed from the theaters. I would even go watch it when it was when I was on the clock. When I was working, I just walk into a theater, turn my walkie-talkie real low, just hold it next to my ear in case someone called. And I just, you know, just watch some bits of it here and there. And you could see where, you know, with Titan AE, you could see where they're trying to set up for possible sequels or spinoffs with all the different worlds that they went to, all the races. It was fun. It was exciting. Yeah, I remember I bought the soundtrack to Titan AE that first week also that it was in theaters. I remember playing it over and over and over while playing Phantasy Star Online back on the Dreamcast. And when the film was released on DVD, I was there at Best Buy to pick it up. And then went to work because it was just down the street. And, well, I don't know how to say this, but as an introvert, that was probably one of the best moments in my life back in 2000. Hell, 2000 to 2004. I was playing Phantasy Star Online a lot, and I was playing the Titan AE soundtrack with the Weezer Green album. But both CDs back to back, I just switch it around. And I love sci-fi. I love science fiction. And Phantasy Star really took me out of reality and put me into that world. So I guess I can say the same for Titan AE. You know, like, I still watch it and I still feel the same about it. But it's also very heartbreaking knowing it's considered a failure. You know, we will never get to explore more of that world. Even if we got some, I don't know, books, that'd be pretty cool. But it's never going to happen. But to take it back to the Paramount thing, they also mention that the new D&D, the new Dungeons & Dragons movie, which is mentioned on this article from RePublica, that, yeah, D&D was a failure. So I liked the new D&D movie. It was fun. It was really fun. When I saw the trailer, I was like, I can tell this movie's going to be good. Because it's silly, it's funny, and it's a bunch of people, a bunch of friends that go on an adventure. So, it was a failure. It had a budget of $150 million, but it grossed $200 million. So, yeah, you think, well, it made more than what it cost to make. Yeah, but by a little. And that's considered a failure. So, well, I mean, that sucks. And the RePublica article also mentions some guy on Twitter, a Twitter user, who replied to the tweet about Paramount no longer releasing original animated films. This guy said, quote, "People want studios to take risks and be original, but don't turn up in theaters when it's time to. What the bloody hell are you expecting?" End quote. You see, this is a very sensitive topic, I guess. I pretty much only say that because of the people not showing up. But movies these days seem to have some political message attached to them somehow. And people do not want that. But I'm talking about non-animated films, I guess, when I start talking about that. Well, remember when the director of the last Charlie's Angels film said the film was not meant for white male viewers? And it bombed? And the same was said about Birds of Prey? And it also bombed. Then the creators of the movies, they pretty much just went on to blame the same white people they said it was, or the same white people. They pretty much went on to blame the same people they said it was not for, and called them misogynists and women haters. I can tell you right now, man, there's more dudes that read comic books than chicks. And if they would have just kept their fucking mouth shut, then everybody's going to go see fucking Harley Quinn. Everybody loves Harley Quinn. Not me, though. She's fucking annoying. But yeah, you know, they go on to, you know, to blame the males for not showing up to see their movie and call them misogynists. You know, where the fuck does this shit end, man? Like, for real. But that's me thinking of something away from animated films again, so I guess I'm not keeping it fair. Original animated films. So I don't know. It's always been risky for animated films that are not Disney. Disney films just... You always knew about a Disney film. I remember when The Iron Giant came out, I did not hear about the movie. I mean, I might have seen a commercial. on TV, maybe. But I didn't see it till they got to pay-per-view, which we had the cable box to see pay-per-view stuff for free. But yeah, that's how I saw the Iron Giant. It was a good movie. I love it. But yeah, I don't know, man. I imagine it's just hard for any animated feature film being released to be really hard. Like, just, you know, it doesn't have the Disney name tied to it. Just the Disney name tied to it just brings in so many people. Oh, I mean, then again, lately it hasn't really been that way, I guess. Lately things have been pretty garbage for Disney. They've really ruined their fucking name. But speaking about animated films and possible sneaking in of messages, the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie has got some drama stirred up all around it as well, man. So, I don't know how to say this. We just need to get into this, right? Yeah. So, what's with the new Ninja Turtles movie that's got so much drama on it? Master Splinter is gay. So, it all started with a YouTuber who saw an early screening of the film and mentions how Splinter is making out with his roach named Scumbug. And, well, this is where the whole controversy starts to go back to a promotional poster that was released by Paramount. So, this poster was first tweeted by the Paramount UK Twitter account. The poster is a picture of the character Scumbug with the captions Scumbug as, in very huge yellow letters, it says himself, being big and, you know, highlighted yellow text. The director of the film, Jeff Rowe, confirmed, and I say that with air quotes, that Scumbug was always female. So, this is where the confusion starts, right? Kind of. Well, it turns out Scumbug has no voice. So, of course, the poster says as himself. But at the time, the director saying Scumbug is female and always been, or always has been, Paramount UK deletes their tweet with that promotional poster. Yeah, you heard that correctly. As the director is telling everybody Scumbug has always been female, Paramount UK deletes that tweet. So, Jeff Rowe goes on to say that it was a marketing mistake and that they were furious that they put it out. He doesn't know who did that or how it happened, but he says that they were immediately, that's not true. It's some shit that he was saying, like, don't put that out in the world, and that now is going to be on the internet forever. And he says it was never the intention, that was never the character, and they always imagined her to be a female cockroach, and that one poster was a slip-up. That's what he said. Oh, man. Social media, man. Starts up a lot of shit. You know what? We're going to have to take a detour right now to the writer's strike. I mean, cause we can't avoid this shit. It's just fucking happening, man. But, well, writer's strike chat. So let's take it back to the bullshit writer's strike. Remember how they threw in cosplayers saying they would be called scabs if they cosplay at a convention or even if a YouTuber reviews a new film or some shit like that? That they're pretty much scabs. Well, it turns out that you just can't fucking do anything. So, Stephen Amell, the dude who did so much for the Arrowverse, only for it to be shat on by the fucking CW writers, of course, said he does not support the strikes. He said that last week. And then the dude ends up getting fucking crucified for it. He was forced to do an apology, and he broke down on his Instagram of what his post meant, and he was taking it, like, section by section on his post and explaining what this and what that meant. Man, this is getting out of hand, dude. Well, the same shit happened also to Zachary Levi. Fucking Billy Batson, dude, or, you know, Shazam. He was at a convention talking to fans, but he was unable to talk about anything movie-related. You got some questions about a movie? Fuck you. Can't talk about it. How was it like behind the scenes? Fuck you. Can't talk about it. Business is bad. Fuck you. Can't talk about it. Had a fire. Fuck you. Can't talk about it. The place got hit by Shazam lightning. Fuck you. Can't talk about it. So, at the Manchester Comic Con, he mentioned how he is not allowed to talk about anything movie related because of the writer's strike. He said, I'm not allowed to talk about it. This is so dumb. I'm not allowed to talk about any of my previous work. That's what he said. And it's the so dumb part that put him in the fucking sniper scope sights of fucking SAG. That, just for saying, is dumb. Just for saying that shit. I mean, he's respecting the shit. He's not talking about it. He's following the fucking rules. But he says, so dumb, that immediately fucking hurts everyone in SAG's little fucking feelings. Jesus, man. This is getting out of fucking hand. It's been out of fucking hand. No, getting out of hand? What the fuck am I talking about? It's gotten out of fucking hand. This is annoying. These pieces of shit are going, they're going too far. Who the fuck cares if he said that, right? Who the fuck cares if he said it's so dumb? It is. But these pieces of shit, who most likely came from Tumblr, got their little feelings hurt. Again, a lot of the movies these days and TV shows are shit. And the writers are to blame for it. I wouldn't say all the writers, but a lot of them. So, Levy posted some shit a month ago on Instagram on how he supports the strike. But, come on, man. Not being able to talk about previous works. Not being able to talk about behind-the-scenes bullshit. That's some bullshit right there. And these actors should not have to apologize. Fucking, the Film Actors Guild needs to go fuck themselves. There, how about that? Taking it back to Team America. But, and speaking of people that should go fuck themselves, Angel Manuel, the director of Blue Beetle, who started some shit some time ago on Twitter because of the that one scene from the Blue Beetle trailer where George Lopez says Batman is a fascist. Fucking annoying, stupid. It's really annoying with all these fucks running around calling, with all these fucks running around calling everyone a Nazi and fascist. Of course, George Lopez is gonna fucking say that too. He's a fucking has-been. But yeah, that whole thing started a bunch of shit on Twitter. And the dude posted some fucking Skeletor meme saying, my job here is done, lol. Well, this fucking guy thought he was badass starting shit with the fans, right? Well, now the stupid fuck is asking people to give him another chance and to go watch the movie. I'm pretty sure the fucking morons at Warner Brothers gave him some shit too. So, Bounty in the Comics mentions how YouTuber Ryan Kennel said, at the end, the Batman is fascist. This is pandering to the stupid fucking 20-year-old free profile pictures she/them. Don't know what your fucking gender is. Don't buy comics. Don't have money to go to the movies. That's who that fucking is pandering to. Okay, about that. Sadly, this is very true. The comic book industry has been dying for a very long fucking time, before the 2000s. Hero films are dying now. Again, superhero fatigue is not a myth, it's fucking real. People are tired of fucking superheroes now. It's annoying. Superhero fatigue is in, but back then, it's what people wanted. When I say back then, I mean the early 2000s. Because it obviously wasn't really working in the 90s until to the end of the 90s when Blade came out. And Blade is still one of my favorite just comic book movies of all fucking time. And I mean Blade 1 and 2. They're just amazing. They're perfect. I still watch them. Wesley Snipes is perfect as Blade, as Christopher Reeve was Superman. And I'm always going to feel like that about Wesley Snipes. And I fucking love Wesley Snipes. A lot more just for being Blade. And I can say this is, because before then it was like Superman and Batman that were just dominating the screens, right? Superman and Batman were just kicking ass since late 80s onto the 90s. Well, no, that's me talking about Batman. Superman was kicking ass from late 70s all the way through the 80s to the 90s, or the late 80s. When did Superman 4 come out? Late 80s? I don't know, around then. And then, of course, Batman coming in 89, taking off during the 90s. So, these were the two heroes that were kicking ass. When it came to Marvel, there really wasn't much. I remember watching some live-action Spider-Man shit back in the 80s. I don't know if it was from the 70s or early 80s. I just remember watching that. I remember watching the Incredible Hulk stuff with Lou Ferrigno. And was it Bill Bixby? I hope I'm saying that right. But, you know, Marvel, all they had were shows, and they weren't bad. And I remember when Daredevil came out on the Hulk. Fuck, I remember when Thor came out on the Hulk, too. So Marvel had shows. But when they made movies, that's when things were just getting iffy, right? Like, the Fantastic Four thing never happened, but I remember seeing clips of it somewhere in the 90s, and I was like, I can't wait for this movie, but it never came out. The Captain America film was terrible. As a kid, I thought, oh, look, it's Red Skull and, you know, Cap wearing the costume. I was like, this looks fucking cool, and nothing happens throughout the whole fucking movie. It's only at the beginning and the end where Steve Rogers actually wears his costume. The movie is garbage. But there's one movie I thought was, okay, this is cool. And that was The Punisher. I just didn't like that he was like a fucking Ninja Turtle living in the sewers. But I mean, yeah, whatever. I can get past that. But Dolph Lundgren as Frank Castle was amazing. I thought it was perfect. But it just wasn't enough, right? So then we get to the late 90s and we get Blade. And Blade's really giving Marvel that shit. Like, dude, we can do this. Let's fucking go. And Blade is successful. It's really successful. But nobody really credits it to Marvel, I guess, because nobody was asking for more Marvel stuff. But then we get Spider-Man in early 2000s by Sam Raimi. And that was good. Everybody was in for that. But it's when Iron Man came in, and that's when the whole cinematic universe kicked off, and it was fucking badass. It was amazing. It's something I've always wanted in my whole life, and I know I sidetracked off a lot, but it's to make this point. Iron Man was that, it marked that moment in time where even comic books are gonna come back. It's so successful. They have all the shit planned for it. A whole universe of films that are just connected. It's going to be great. And comic books are going to be back. And nothing happened. The comic book industry was still struggling. Nobody was buying it. Nobody was buying into them. I do remember a lot of shit happening around the time when Watchmen was coming out. And I had a lot of people at the bar who would, because, you know, everybody knew I'm a fucking nerd and all this bullshit. I'm into comic books and video games. So people were coming up to me and be like, hey, you think I should start reading the Watchmen comic? Because I like the way the movie trailers look. And I'm like, well, I mean, yeah, sure. You know, if you don't have to, but if you want to see how different it's going to be from the comics, I mean, sure. But while you're at it, I don't know, maybe pick up some other comics that, you know, might be interesting. There's other stuff way better than Watchmen, and who knows, you might find something that you're going to really love collecting. I mean, it never fucking happened. The comic book industry is just, it also got ruined by DC and Marvel themselves. Not only did shit get more expensive, but they started making so many variant covers and crossovers. Oh, you really want to read this 12-part series? Well, you're also going to have to go out and buy, I don't know, fucking the Sinestro fucking comics, because it's somehow going to connect to the Green Lantern. Then it's also going to connect to the Red Lantern Corps. It just wasn't 12 issues, man. If you want the whole story, you're going to have to buy other connecting issues. And it's just a real sneaky way to make money. And I really hated it. And I'm sure things are still like that. But I don't know, man. I don't know. All these movies did not save comics. They changed so many comic book characters. They the ruined comic book characters, all for these motherfuckers bitching and crying, saying that they don't feel like these characters represent them. But when they are changed for them, they don't help out. They don't actually go and buy into these comics. They don't buy these comics. They don't collect them. All they do is just come in, look around, find the one thing they can fucking complain about, and then fucking leave. They go next door to the fucking D&D guys, complain about their shit too. Right? That's the way it's always going to be. Oh, you know what? There's too many sexy girls in comic books. All these big titty, big ass bitches. That's not the way it is in real life. Oh, look at the dudes. Every fucking comic book character's got a fucking six pack. But they don't see it that way. So they'll fucking complain about, you know, they're very selective what the fuck they complain about. Then they'll go to the next fandom and start cherry picking shit there. And then they leave. And then they move to the next. They're not there to help fucking bring it back to life. They're not there to be into it. They're not there to buy this fucking card deck. They're not here to buy this fucking comic book. They're not. They're just people who want to be getting offended for anyone. You know, just like when they change Namor into a fucking Latino. And like, I don't like that, dude. I don't. My family being from Mexico, I want an original character. If someone's going to give me a Latino character, I want it to be original. I don't want it to be some fucking hand-me-down character that nobody likes, which it always turns out being. We need more gay people. Well, here's Alan Scott. Who's that? He's the original Green Lantern. Oh, isn't that Hal Jordan? No. This is Green Lantern before Hal Jordan Green Lantern. The one no one cares about. Oh, so he's the gay one? Yeah. The one no one cares about? Yeah. There, be fucking happy. That's what they're doing. People are giving, they're taking characters no one gives a shit about. They're making them black, they're making them Latino, they're fucking making them gay, trans, anything. They're just taking all these characters so you can shut the fuck up. That's it. Because they don't want to actually put in the time to make an original character for these people. They don't want to work hard and coming up with something original and that's really going to show appreciation for the readers who might be Latino or whatever. They don't care. They'll just take the easy way and just half-ass their shit and give you some bullshit character no one's fucking heard of in years. And of course, well, yeah, the third Blue Beetle, which is the one it's based on, is Latino, but, you know, that's the thing. Like, well, they got to go to the third one just because Latino, or as they want to call it, Latinx, which is fucking stupid too. And David Ayer reposted something from the Twitter Blue Beetle account. I think it was the Warner Brothers account. And it was something about Blue Beetle with hashtag representation matters. No, it fucking does not, dude. I'll tell you that right now. I never let... So, you know, people growing up as kids want to either be fucking Optimus Prime or Spider-Man. They want to be something. I can tell you right now, that didn't ever stop me from wanting to fight the powers of hell and exorcise demons back into hell. Yeah, I love John Constantine. But just because he's white, it never prevented me from being like, oh, I can't be a fucking exorcist / sorcerer because, well, I'm not white like John Constantine. No, fuck that, dude. No, it doesn't work like that. Look at all these black kids who grew up watching anime. Oh my god. I know of so many black peeps and Mexican peeps who just love Dragon Ball Z, and they never let that shit... They never fucking cared about that. It's never been brought up. It's never been a fucking problem. It never has. You know, I can, you know, I will agree that it is a problem when it comes to the male and female thing. I will say that. That's a whole nother topic I'm going to have to do, because that's going to, I guess it might be pretty long, but I do believe that like in the 80s, there were way too many fucking movies with dudes kicking ass. And it's just like, I mean, yeah, they're cool fucking movies, but it was very awesome and really fucking refreshing when I first saw Red Sonja as a kid. I'm like, it's a girl with a badass sword. Why isn't Conan with his fucking sword? And then, you know, you see Schwarzenegger, like, oh shit. Which, he is actually Conan in the film. But the director has mentioned that he wasn't able to obtain the rights for Conan as they were filming. So, they just had to call him, what the fuck's his name? Lord, I forgot his name. I think it starts with a C. But, yeah, he was supposed to be Conan, but couldn't get the rights, so he just said, fuck, he just changed his name to something else. So, it was, you know, even as a kid, I understood this. And I thought it was really badass seeing Red Sonja kick ass, or played by Brigitte Nielsen, which is I had a crush on for the longest time back then, especially with, like, her and Rocky IV. Wow, like, the most beautiful thing ever at the time. But it was really awesome seeing that. And I enjoyed it. I wanted more. And it's why I love Underworld so much. It's why I love Ultraviolet so much. And so, like I said, when it comes to representation, I don't believe the person on screen has to be the same color as you. No, it doesn't fucking matter. Just like, you know, like, I'm sure someone's not going to be like, I can't be a fucking vampire hunter because I'm not black like Blade. No, that's not going to stop anyone. You can still be as badass as Blade, no matter what color you are. But, again, I hate to sound like that one fucking guy that's going to get shot by a bunch of conservatives for saying, I do believe there's a problem with the female thing. I mean, though I will say Birds of Prey suck. I mean, they just need to do it right. And that's my complaint. They need to make these movies well. They can't just make, like, oh, here's a fucking badass, what do they call them? Girl boss. Here's a fucking badass girl boss. There. She's just, bam, there. No. That's fucking boring. So, yeah. Man, that, yeah, you know what? I really need to make another episode just talking about that, because I really do want to talk about that. That I really want to talk about Underworld and how Mia Jovovich is fucking awesome, and how I now have a lot of respect for Michelle Rodriguez after seeing her in Dungeons and Dragons. So yeah, I need to talk about that, but. So, yeah, fuck, I fucking went off track, but yeah, you know, again, there you go, what Ryan Kendall, Jesus Christ, what that Ryan Kendall guy, the YouTuber, said about what the Batman is fascist thing was pandering to. Man, like I was saying, how people would just come into a fandom and pick something to complain. Again, yeah, they did with that with D&D, saying it was racist, saying that orcs are supposed to be black people and it's racist. They need to change it. You know what, man? I need to move on from this. Well, real quick, before we move on, Anthony Mackie is praising Harrison Ford, saying Harrison Ford was surreal. They need to just let that man die in peace, yo. The dude looks fucking miserable in everything he's in. Fuck, poor Harrison Ford, man. But, you know what? I'm going to be ending this quite soon. Actually, right now, fuck it. But you know what? I think that's it. Man, this is going to be a short episode. But, you know, I'm going to try to have another one out this week. I'm going to see if I can have something with done with Robert. Because I was talking to Robert about something recently. So we might do something, but I'm actually going to be thinking about the thing about female-led movies, action movies, because, you know what? Dude, this got me thinking. I really need to talk about that. But hey, you know what? That's going to be it for today, and I'll see if I'll put up another one this week. Thanks, man. Peace.